automatically extend it back out shoulder height. Same as with the right arm. Do you understand that, sir?
Hell no!
Mr. Turner.
Hell no!
You understand what I read to you?
Hell no! Fuck this shit! Hell no!
Hold your feet together.
Hell no!
Arms at your sides.
Hell no!
Eyes closed.
Hell no! Hell no!
Hey, guys. Welcome back to Full Disclosure. We ain't shit, but we was raised right. And the we and we ain't shit today is me, this fucking Beyonce and Jay-Z secret ass album, Everything is Love. And on the regular, my thoughts and opinions and feelings. Whew. Okay, so June 16th, Saturday, I had a busy day, very, very busy day. I had a lot of shit to do. And I'm one of those wasteful people that have both Tidal and Apple Music. And for whatever reason, get a little notification from Tidal that said Everything is Love, Beyonce and Jay-Z. So I seen that she had posted three pictures on Instagram. One looks like a prelude to a video, which I have yet to watch. So I'm like, okay, I'll check it out. Let's just start with what I saw. I see this young woman. It looks to be a young woman and a young guy. It looks like she's braiding his hair and doing all this other shit. And then there's a young woman, like, that looks to be like in a museum under some artwork. And she's just kind of like sitting there in like a nude bathing suit. And then there's a picture of Jay-Z and Beyonce, she in her pink, him in his mint green. And I'm like, okay, cool. So let's just go over the tracks of the album. Everything is Love. Summer is one of the titles, which is like a song and the first song on the album, which I actually really, really enjoy. If you guys are wondering why I'm not going fucking crazy, I'll tell you in a bit. Yeah, Summer, Ape Shit, Boss, Nice, 713, Friends, Heard About Us, Black Effect, and Love Happy. Now, I'm seeing another song, Salute. That song was not there when I went and checked it on the 16th, but I'm looking at Tidal right now, and it looks to be. And Love Happy is a track that is the last track. This album for me was very mellow. It didn't have a lot of those, I don't know. I'm still filling out the album, and I cannot honestly give a honest opinion about the album of what I feel yet. So I'm excited to see how they're going to do this in concert, some of the songs. I'm just kind of right now in a whole neutral mode. This is my honest opinion, a whole neutral mode about the album. I love Heard About Us. I like Boss. I like Love Happy. I love Ape Shit. I'm actually liking most of the songs on the album, but I can't tell you that I'm in love. I can't tell you that this is the album I've been waiting for. I do have to give it a few more listens. Just off the bat, I was just like, okay. Not really sure the direction they're going here. Not really sure what they're trying to do. In classic Beyonce fashion, for like the last 2 years, she is talking a lot of shit. Which, I mean, she's not really talking shit. She's just saying the truth. But, you know, for us, it would be considered talking shit. Overall, I'm still digesting the album. And I'm making, I don't know what to make of it. It's, to me right now, it's okay. It's not something that I know that I'd be like, oh my God, years. Like, no, I do want them to do another album, together. So yeah, that's my honest opinion, guys. I'm not that excited, about it. Like, I'm not up. I'm excited. I'm definitely excited to see what they're gonna do about it on tour. I'm definitely excited to see how they're going to play some of these songs out and things that they say on tour. I know the tour is going to be amazing, nothing short of amazing, so I'm still excited about that. This album came as a surprise, and I'm just like, nah. Not that I'll pass, I'm still digesting. So sorry to disappoint people who feel like I'm the biggest Beyonce fan. Like, I am a great fan of her, and I think this is not bad. I just feel like, okay, what's next? What are we doing now? And that's about it. Sorry to disappoint, guys. All right, back to normal business. The reason why I haven't been putting out episodes is because, god damn it, I don't really have much to say. Life has been fucking happening over here, and it's been happening very fast. Just a brief, like, snippet of what's been going on, not to get too personal, but in the last week, I've been to the ER twice. I have let go of a friend, then reconnected back with that friend. A lot of things with my living situation has changed. Not to get too deep into anything, so just things have been happening, and I just been in this funk of a mood, if you would say, not really knowing what to say, not really, you know, wanting to say anything, because I feel like I'm at this stage where it's like everything is bullshit, even the things I say is bullshit, and I just didn't want to have I just really wasn't in the mood to talk. And I know when you're doing a podcast, you have to, you know, stay consistent, even if you don't want to. But I really am big on trying to bring you things that I genuinely feel is true, things that I genuinely think. And it's been hard these few weeks. It's really been hard for me because I'm just in a different space. In the space that I'm in, I can't name it. I definitely cannot categorize it. I don't know. I have waves of happiness, waves of sadness, waves of depression, waves of everything. And I'm just dealing right now. So I did want to share with you guys some thoughts that I pulled out of my meditation today about happiness. And I'm rereading one of my favorite books, which is called The Mastery of Love by Don Miguel Ruiz. And it talked about it's one of my favorite chapters. It talks about a man who never believed in love. And one day I will read the chapter to you so you can experience. Probably the next podcast I will read it to you. Basically, it just talks about this guy who never believed in love and how he never believed that love exists because, you know, it's everything that we're doing in these particular times, which is, you know, not saying these times, but everyone, what we're doing is kind of like controlling one another and being into these, you know, relationships that are about control and whatever. I'm sorry if you hear noise. I'm like fidgeting with some coins, but so basically he says that he doesn't believe in love. He meets another lady who also doesn't believe in love, and they somehow, with the views and things that they share, created this awesome relationship. And the relationship was beautiful. He didn't try to control her. She didn't try to control him. They both had their, you know, things that they agreed on, things that they don't agree on. And it was just a beautiful, beautiful relationship. And they were both genuinely happy with one another to the point where they felt like, damn, maybe I am in love. So with this love, they decided to live together, and then things just, you know, continued to grow, and it was just more and more beautiful. And he and her began to, you know, really think that, hey, maybe this could be love. So one day, he went out to enjoy something on his own, and he saw this beautiful star in the sky. And the love that was radiating from him brought the star to him. I swear to God, I'm not doing the story any justice. I have to read it to you. I promise I will. The love within him brought the star to him, and he was just so happy, and his love grew, and it was just amazing. So he took the star and he went home and brought it to the woman and was like, here's my happiness and love. This is what I got for you. And for a moment, she doubted. And the star went from his hand to almost her hand. And because she doubted, it broke into a million pieces. So he believed then that, you know, that it was true that love is not real because she doubted. And then she kind of believed, like, okay, she didn't know what to do because she doubted. So in the end of the story, they're saying, like, okay, so now there's a man walking around who doesn't believe that love exists. And there's a woman walking around because she had what she thought was love in her hand. And for one brief moment of doubt, it all went away. So she's also believing that love doesn't exist either. So the story asks, like, who was wrong? And they said, the guy was wrong because he took his happiness and put it in someone else's hands. All the love and all the joy and all the happy feelings were coming from within him. He took all of that and placed it into her hands. And you have to know that your happiness does not belong in the hands of anyone but you. You can share with that person, but when you take your happiness and you take your joy and you put it into someone else's hands, eventually they will either, like she did, doubt and the star blew up into a million pieces, or, you know, eventually they will disappoint you because your happiness is your own and your happiness is something that comes exactly from you. It doesn't matter what a person, like a lot of people, like, oh, they make me happy. It doesn't matter what a person makes you feel. It's still coming from within inside of you. So the story was really cool. I love the way they worded it and things they did. I have the book and, like, maybe I have it. Listen, I love the book so freaking much that I bought it for, like, all of my friends. So I'll read the story to you. It was really cool. And I thought about that. Like, we always, especially me, try to put someone else in control of our life because I guess we don't feel like we're worthy or we're responsible enough to, enjoy or, you know, take care of it. Just like this man felt like the love he had for her, he decided that he wanted to share and put the happiness in her hands so she can feel happy too. But he didn't realize that, you know, like everybody always says, that's an inside job. That's for you to do. That was the star was for him to share and let whatever the star, the happiness was going to do to him, make their relationship better, not put it in her hands. You know, I hope I'm making sense. But anyway, what I pulled from that was that you're not responsible for someone else's happiness. And I know that sounds kind of cruel, and especially when you're in a romantic relationship with someone, it sounds cruel, but you're not responsible for their happiness. Their responsibility to be happy is their job, if that's what they want. Just like you can see someone and they live in misery, you're not responsible to pull them out of out of their misery. We are so busy with trying to make other people feel what they need to feel. You see a person at your job and you see they're down and you're sad. It's like some people take it on as their personal responsibility to make that person happy again. And sometimes you just need to allow that person to be. Allow that person to experience or feel what they need to feel to get back around to how they normally feel or how they normally want to feel. It's not our job. It's not your job to pull anyone out of depression. It's not your job to oversee or, you know, coerce anyone to being happy. You can be a great support system for when they want to make a change and they want to do something different. But it is not up to you to shoulder anyone's emotions. And it's hard because when you are with someone in a romantic way and you love them, seeing them happy gives you a light. Seeing them be, you know, who they are is just amazing. It's great. And you always want those feelings. But sometimes sadness is a part of life. Sometimes a person being angry is a part of life. And just like how you have your emotions that come and go, you got to ride the wave, so do they. It's not fair for you to see a person who's unhappy and push yourself onto them and continue to make them believe that, oh, I'm going to make you happy today. Oh, we're going to change that. We're going to fix that. No, sometimes it's okay for a person to feel what they need to feel. So that's the way they need to get over it. I know for me, like, I hate when I'm upset and a person tries to, even if they try to gift it away or make me. I understand it. It's great intentions. You have the intention to really try to soothe and stuff, but sometimes it just fucking sucks. Sometimes you just need those few minutes to yourself to feel that anger, feel that sadness, feel whatever it is, you isolation, anxiety, abandonment, whatever you need to feel so you can get over it. A lot of times you meet people and that we all think that's our job. When your friend's sad, we're supposed to be with, oh, no, let me cheer you up. No, sometimes, okay, listen, I'm going to give you your, you know, space to yourself to feel what you need to feel. And when you're okay, I'll be right here. It's not pushing anyone off. It's not dismissing what they're feeling. It's acknowledging that they are feeling, you see them feeling whatever they're feeling, and you're giving them the space and the time to just deal with that and go be whatever you need to be until they come back around. And that's okay. I grew up in a big family where I always felt like I had to be everything for everybody. A lot of people know me as I'm very funny and I always have something cute and funny or witty to say, or I'm always joking because I always felt like that's who I had to show up as. I always felt like I had to bring something to the table to make me worthy of being there, or something of value that people would, so people wouldn't easily dismiss me or, you know, abandon me, because that comes from my own abandonment issues. And I realized that it's so much more freeing to just be. Or if I see someone in crisis mode, if I see someone crying, if I see someone, you know, angry, I used to want to run and try to fix it. Let me fix it. No, we're going to do this. No, I'm able to walk up to a person. Hey, are you okay? No, I'm not okay. Okay, what do you need anything? Are you, you know, do you need any medical attention? No, okay, well, I see that you're down. I'm gonna just let you feel what you need to feel. And when you're feeling better, you want to talk about it, come to me. That's it. I used to be the person that will sit over you, pray over you, sit there, watch you, keep checking on you. That shit get annoying, especially when whatever it is that you're dealing with, a lot of times you can't call that shit out of how you feel. You're just feeling away, and you don't need someone pressuring you, hovering over you to feel a different way. Allow people to show up and be who they are. Just be. And that was something that I just did not know how to do. I thought I always had to come with a joke, or always come with a kiki and a laugh. And it was just like the pressure just became so unbearable. But ain't nobody asked me to do that. That was something I placed upon myself thinking I had to. Or with a lot of my friends thinking I had to be the therapist, had to be the friend with great advice. So I have to, you know, say things that are great advice that sounds like great fucking advice. And that's fucking horrible. Just be. And if today who you are and who you show up as is a bitch that's upset and mad, that is perfectly okay. And when you don't want to be upset and mad no more, eventually you won't. You have to allow people to be who the fuck they are, when they are. And if you don't accept the person for who they are, that's when the problem comes in. Okay, girl, you showed up as some one crazy ass bitch today, and I'm just going to ride the wave with you until you done being crazy. Or you showed up as one aggravating ass bitch today, so I'm going to just ride the wave till your ass ain't being aggravating no more. Like, we don't have to force people to act the way we want them to act. Not everything is okay all the time with people, and that has to be okay. Anger is not something that is a bad thing. And I know we've been taught that and domesticated to believe that. But anger comes just like it comes. It goes. It passes. Now, it's what you do with that anger. It's okay to see something that you don't like and be angry about it. Oh, I don't like this. Now, if you go out and have a really, really strange or a really dramatic reaction to the anger, that's one thing. But just to feel anger within your body, there's nothing wrong with that. Just to feel sadness about a situation in your body, there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. But people always tell you, oh, no, push those emotions to the side. No, feel those emotions, experience them, and let them shits pass just like every other emotion. And that's pretty much what I've been learning, is just to allow myself to feel, heal, deal, do whatever the fuck it is I need to do to be okay. And to not allow people in my space or in my realm to pressure me to feel away if that's not how I feel. So I encourage everyone to do that. Even with yourself, allow yourself to feel those emotions. sometimes we wake up and we just feel blue. And I don't know. I just woke up this morning and I just wasn't feeling it. Breathe. All right, girl. I mean, I'm here, but, you know, like I said, I'm not feeling it out. If I feel better, I feel better. If I don't, I'm just riding the wave right now. And that's my biggest thing, just ride the damn wave. Because I notice the moment I decide that I'm angry, or the moment that I feel angry and I acknowledge that, okay, I'm angry, and this is what I'm angry about, it pretty much dissolves right then and there. Unless it's like a really... a dramatic experience I had, and I'm angry for a little bit longer than I thought I would. But normally for me, and I don't know about everybody else, but when I acknowledge that, okay, I'm angry, this is anger that I'm feeling, and I'm really pissed off because this shit didn't go how the fuck I thought it should have went, and or this person did this and I just really didn't like that, so I'm angry, and I let the feeling pass. And then eventually, I don't even remember what the fuck I was angry about. I just go back to having my normal-ass day, my normal-ass, you know, whatever it is I was already doing. And that's how I've been letting my feelings just ride. And when you're angry, you don't have to judge that. That's not good or bad. It's just what it is. It is what it is. You're sad, you don't have to judge that. It is what the fuck it is. And that's the experience I've been having. And it has been truly working for me. And I always want to get back to just that peacefulness that I've been trying to create, that I've been creating in my life. And it's definitely been working. And I've just been feeling what the fuck I need to feel. And also allowing others in my space to do the same. Respecting their feelings, respecting their moments, respecting their waves. And just... We keep it moving. So that's going to wrap up another episode, guys, of We Ain't Shit, But We Was Raised Right, Full Disclosure. If you have any questions, please contact askfulldisclosure@gmail.com. Send over your questions, send over your stories, send over any insight that you want to provide. You know, send over any feedback, anything that you want. askfulldisclosure@gmail.com. And I will see you guys on another week. Bye.
Are you going to do the physical performance test?
Hell no! What motherfucking breath test?
You gonna take a breath test?
Hell no!